as well as the South Carolina islands of St. Helena's specifically. Doug and Frankie Quimby have been the leaders of the Georgia Sea Island Singers for many, many years, and they are joined tonight by three other members. And I'm happy to say that we're going to be bringing the Georgia Sea Island Singers up to the Library of Congress, where I now work, in September for the National Book Festival, where they will be featured in our storytelling tent. And they are actually some of the best traditional singers and dancers and the most gracious people I've ever had the pleasure to work with. So please, if you would, welcome the Georgia Sea Island Singers.
Testing 1, 2.
Don't kiss your mic.
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Testing 1, 2.
Testing 1, 2.
Testing 1, 2.
Testing 1, 2.
All right. At least you know we know how to count to 2. Something is. We are the Georgia Sea Island Singers, and we do live off the coast of Georgia on the Atlantic Ocean. A string of islands strung along the Atlantic Ocean, they are called sea islands. In the states of Florida, Georgia, South, and North Carolina, there's a very unique language that's being spoken in those areas today. That language today, it's called Gullah. It's spelled G-U-L-L-A-H. Years ago, the language and the people that spoke the language were called Geeches. But today, the language is called Gullah, but the people that speaks this language along the coast of Florida, Georgia, South, and the Outer Banks of North Carolina are still called Geechee people. Please, those of you with the videotape, would you please turn it where I can't see it? I'll never be a movie star. All right, please do not videotape unless you're with the festival. Please do not. Now, we are going to sing a song for you in English, and then we will demonstrate that same song in the Gullah language. The Gullah language is a mixture of the African dialect and English with the British influence, where in Louisiana, Creole is a mixture of the African dialect and English with French. Now, Doug is going to sing this song for you in English, the way that you are used to hearing it. We all know the story about Moses and how he led the children out of Egypt land. Remember, those people were slaves. Harriet Tubman was known as the Moses of her generation when she was taken slave from south to north to freedom by the way of the Underground Railroad. Now, Doug is going to sing this song for you the way you're used to hearing it, and then we are going to demonstrate it for you in the Gullah language.
Go down, Moses. Way down in Egypt land, tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land, tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. Who's that yonder dressed in red? Let my people go. Must be the children that Moses laid. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land, tell old Pharaoh, Let my people go.
You and ah.
Now that's the way you are used to hearing that song sung. Now we are going to demonstrate that same song for you in that beautiful Gullah or Geechee language. Now, in the Gullah language, we do not speak as you speak. Where you would say, I am going out into the yard. In Gullah, we do not say yard. In Gullah, we say,
yeah.
Yeah. Let me hear you say, yeah.
Yeah.
I am going out into the.
Yeah.
There's a dog in the.
Yeah.
We are all in the.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Now, where you would say, there's a fire over there. In Gullah, we do not say there's a fire. In Gullah, we say there's a fire over there. Let me hear you say fire.
Fire.
There's a
fire
over there. That's good. Now, we're going to sing that song for you in the Gullah language. Listen.
Moses, Moses, don't you let King Pharaoh overtake you.
Moses, Moses, don't you let King Pharaoh overtake you.
Moses, Moses, don't you let King Pharaoh overtake you. In some lonesome graveyard. I hear the chariots coming. Ooh, I hear the chariots coming. Ooh, I hear the chariots coming in some lonesome graveyard.
Moses,
Moses,
I hear the horses running.
Moses, Moses, I hear the horses running.
Moses, Moses,
I hear the horses running in some lonesome graveyard.
That beautiful Geechee language. Being seaport towns, up and down that Atlantic Ocean, ships come in to be loaded and unloaded. During slavery, the slave owners would get the money for the men working. But after freedom, they were supposed to pay the men for working. But the captain of the ships did not want to pay them. They would tell those men when they would come into port, if you load this ship for me today, I will pay you tomorrow. And after those men have done the work on the ships, the captains would get in their ship and sail out without paying them. They were free at that time, but they were still afraid to say, like you would say today in this generation, look, man, I'm not going to work for you if you don't pay me. But being very creative and intelligent, those black men got together and they created this song, and they would sing it while they were doing the work on the ships, hoping that the captain of the ship would hear them singing while they were working and realize that they were singing because they wanted to be paid for working. The song that they created and sung was, Pay Me My Money Down. Now, that's just as plain as you can get it. Now, it's a call and response song as well as a sea shanty as well as a work song. Now, Tony's going to be doing the call, and I want him to show you how he's going to do the call.
Pay me, pay me.
And your response will be,
pay me my money down.
Then Tony will say,
pay me or go to jail.
And your response, audience, is what?
Pay me my money down.
Are you ready to sing? We are celebrating this 50th anniversary of this great Florida Folk Festival. Isn't that right? All right, let's sing.
Pay me, pay me.
Come on.
Pay me my money down.
Pay. door.
Pay me my money down.
Now if I knew the boss was blind,
pay me my money down.
Oh, I wouldn't have come to work until a 9:30.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me or go to jail.
Pay me my money down.
Now if I were the boss man's son,
pay me my money down.
Oh, I wouldn't have come to work until breakfast was done.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me a Mr. Speedy door.
Pay me my money down.
I thought I heard in the deck below.
Pay me my money down.
Oh, tomorrow will be our salary day.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me or go to jail.
Pay me my money down.
Now if I were the boss man's son,
pay me my money down.
Oh, I would have stayed in the house and drunk good rum.
Pay me my money down.
Now you owe me, you pay me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me a Mr. Stevie Door.
Pay me my money down.
Clap your hands. Let me see how much rhythm you got. Now that's the way they would sing that song, like in Jacksonville, Florida, or Savannah, Georgia, or Brunswick, Georgia. But on the islands, like in Florida, on Amelia Island, in Georgia, on St. Simon's Island, Jekyll Island, in Glenn County, where we live today, in South Carolina, Hilton Head Island, and the Outer Banks of North Carolina, those areas were isolated. Those people did not get a chance to come to the mainland very often to hear English spoken, because in those days, they had to come by boats or by ferries. They didn't have bridges like you have today in this generation to go back and forth to the islands. So if they spoke in the Geechee or Gullah language, then they also sung in that language. Same song, same words in the Gullah language. Now, while singing it in the Gullah language, you are going to hear us say, Now, the reason why those black men would do that, you see, years ago, they did not have machinery like we have today in this generation for loading heavy objects on or off the ship. So if something was very heavy, they knew how to make their work a lot easier. They would tie a long rope around whatever was heavy that they were trying to pull on or off the ship. They all would get together and pull on the rope. And by whatever they were trying to move, being heavy, when they would pull, they would say what? And it's like whatever they were moving would move a lot easier. Same song, same words, listen, in the Gullah language.
Pay me, you owe me.
Pay me my money down.
Pay me or go to jail.
Pay me my money down.
Thought I heard the deck be yo.
Pay me my money down.
My be a shari day.
Pay me my money down.
If I were the boss mention,
pay me my money down.
Stand down, drink good rum.
Pay me my money down.
In the Gullah language, down means now. Where you would say to someone, pay me my money what? Now. In Gullah, they would say, pay me my money down. In the Gullah language. Now, let me share with you another part of our heritage. I wish I had about an hour. You do too, okay. All right. Tony's going to demonstrate for you ham bone. Ham bone was created on the plantation because of this situation. When they would kill hogs, they wouldn't give them any of the good parts of the meat and would cut all the meat off of a ham bone and give the bone to one of them. That person will cut that bone up and share it with the others all around that plantation, helping each other to survive. Did you know That's why the famous line is in your generation today that have been handed down from generation to generation. That famous line today is, Hambone, Hambone, where have you been? The response is, all around the world and back again. Our ancestors were saying in a coded message using music. You gave it to me, but I shared it with my friends and relatives all around this plantation, helping them to survive. Now, Tony's going to beat it and call it out the way our ancestors created. They didn't have cars to ride in. Everyone rode in horse and wagon. So they talked about the wagon wheel in the song. They didn't have whiskey stores to go out and buy their whiskey in. They made moonshine, homebrew, wine, and buck. And they made it at home in jugs and in kegs. Now, how many adults out there knows about drinking homebrew? Let me see your hands. All right, we are in this together. You are my generation of people. All right, Tony's going to. And young people, I want you to listen at the way the slaves were rapping. And you will see that Snoop Doggy Dog and Lil Bow Wow and what the other one name is? Part Two or somebody. You will see that they did not create rapping. They just took rapping in your generation and blew it out of proportion. Listen at the way the slaves were rapping about what was happening 200 years ago on the plantation.
I fly when the morning come, when the morning come, I will fly away. I fly away. I fly away. When the morning come, when the morning come, I will fly away. If I had wings, wings like a dove, I will fly away. When the morning
in the Gullah language.
When the morning comes, I will fly away. Fly, fly away. Fly, fly away. When the morning comes, when the morning comes, I will fly away.
What they done to them, they took the drum away from them because they didn't want them to play the drums. So that's when they had to turn to using their bodies, using their mouths and all, to do the Hambone Pat. My daddy did the Hambone Pat on Nickelodeon television on Gullah Gullah Island on the television, and he demonstrated on television, and I'm going to demonstrate that same pat for you today. Watch, listen, learn. They did not have CDs and DVDs, so they had to make music.
The stomach, a bass drum.
You have to use what you got. Now the Hambone Pat, the way Dad did the Hambone, Pat, he called it out, and I'm going to call it out the way he called it out, and hope that you...
We'll do the dance.
And do the dance.
You know what's wrong? We don't have but 20 minutes, and we used to have an hour. So that's why when we start cutting, that's what gets us. Okay, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, and what I'm going to do, in this whole, there's a buck dance that goes with this hambone pat, that there's dance today that is being, that you are doing today, that came out of this old buck dance, and it was created 200 years ago. And I'm going to do that old buck dance for you after I call out the hambone pat the way it was, okay? Watch. Hambone, hambone, pat him on the shoulder. Hand me down a pretty girl, show you how to hold her. Santa Claus was a good old man. Watch this face in the frying pan. Comb his hair with the wagon wheel. Die with a toothache in his heel. Hambone, hambone, where you been? All around the world and back again. Hambone, hambone, where did you stay? I met a pretty girl and couldn't get away. Hambone, hambone, what did you do? I got a chance and fairly flew. Hambone, hambone, where did you go? I hopped up to Miss Lucy's door. I asked Miss Lucy, would she marry me? She said, I don't care, my papa don't care. First came in was Mr. Snake. Crawled all over that wedding cake. Next thing came in was Mr. Coon. We asked him to sing us a wedding tune.
Ham, ham, ham. Hambone, hambone, where have you been? Nowhere, 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 nowhere. Did you know, out of that one sleigh buck dance that Tony demonstrated for you, a dance is being done today on this National Florida Folk Festival. Clugging and tap dancing came out of that one sleigh buck dance. Now, on those plantations, our ancestors had to create songs and games to get pressure off of them, as well as to entertain themselves. One of the games that they created on the plantation was how the slave children had the chore of shooing the live turkeys back into the yard. They would let them out in the morning to pick around in the straw. And in the evening, they had the chore of shooing them back into the yard. Also, they had the chore of gathering the eggs that the turkeys had laid during the day. They would take those eggs in the house to their mama, and they would put them in bread or make them for breakfast. And while they were shooing the turkeys back into the yard, one of the turkeys would stray away in the high straw. And one would ask the other, which way did that turkey go? And the boy or girl that saw the turkey would point their fingers and say, which way did they go? And they would run behind that turkey, shoo him back into the yard. Audience, you are part of this call and response game and song. I'm going to begin by saying, little boy, little girl. Audience, I want you to sing back by saying, yes, ma'am. Let me hear you say that.
Yes, ma'am.
A little boy, little girl.
Yes, ma'am.
And you will say that until I get to the point, which way did the turkeys go? I want everyone out there to point your fingers and say what?
So.
Which way did they go?
So.
All right. A little boy, a little girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Or did you go to the barn?
Yes, ma'am.
Or did you feed my turkeys?
Yes, ma'am.
Or did you get in the eggs?
Yes, ma'am.
Or did you bring them home?
Yes, ma'am.
Or did you give them to your mama?
Yes, ma'am.
Or did you put it in the bread?
Yes, ma'am.
Or did she give you some?
Yes, ma'am.
Or did you save me mine?
Yes, ma'am.
Or is the turkeys gone?
Yes, ma'am.
Which way did they go?
So.
Which way did they go?
So.
Will you help me to find them?
Yes, ma'am.
Get ready. Let's go. Shoot turkey, shoot, shoot. Shoot turkey, shoot, shoot. Shoot turkey, shoot, shoot. Shoot turkey, shoot, shoot.
Shoot turkey, shoot.
We got to go. Our time is about out. And we're going to sing an escape song for you. just a little bit of wade in the water, and then we will sing down by the riverside just a little bit.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children,
wade in the water,
yes,
God's gonna trouble the water.
Come on, audience, let's sing that together.
Wade in the water,
come on,
wade in the water,
children,
wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Who that yonder dressed in red?
God's gonna trouble the water.
Must be the children that Moses led.
God's gonna trouble the water.
You just
wait in the water.
Come on,
wait in the water, children, away. In the water,
yeah.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Yeah.
God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water, children. God's gonna trouble the water.
Our time is out. We're going off with an escape song, Down by the Riverside.
I'm gonna lay down my burden
down by the riverside.
Down by
the riverside.
Down by
the riverside.
I'm gonna lay down my burden
down by the riverside. To study one no more.
Well, I ain't gonna
study one no more.
Lord, I ain't gonna
study one no more.
I ain't gonna
study one.
Down by the riverside.
Down by.
Down by the riverside.
Down by.
Down by the riverside.
I'm gonna put on my golden slipper down by.
Down by the riverside. To study war no more.
Well, I ain't gonna study war
no more.
I ain't gonna study
war no more.
I ain't gonna study
war no more.
Georgia Sea Island Singers. And I believe that's three generations. Four generations. This is Doug and Frankie, their daughter, their grandchildren, and their great-grandchildren. Thank you. Now, it gives me really a lot of pleasure to introduce to you someone who actually made this all happen this year. I want to introduce you for the 50th anniversary, someone who's fairly new to the Folk Festival, but I think this will be maybe the beginning of a long and lasting relationship. And that is, I want to introduce Wendy Spencer, who is the director of the Florida Park Service.
Good evening. On behalf of the Florida State Parks, we celebrate Florida's heritage and welcome you to this 50th anniversary of the Florida Folk Festival. Welcome. You know, sometimes when we almost lose something or even someone in our lives, we have a greater appreciation for that thing or that person who makes it through trying times. And I think this year, and I know I can speak for the Florida Park Service, and I bet for every one of you, that we are thrilled to host the festival this year. We have a greater appreciation for the Florida Folk Festival because we made it, and we're here in the 50th anniversary, and we want 50 more to come. Absolutely.
Senator Mitchell and his three daughters are behind you.
We have someone special, speaking of 50 years, who is here tonight. His name is Mr. J.L. McMullen of Live Oak, Florida. He was the very first president of the Florida Folk Festival Association in 1953. He continues to be an advocate for the festival. He was instrumental in raising funds for this 50th anniversary through the Live Oak chapter of the Kiwanis Club. And we want to thank you, Mr. McMullen. Please wave. I know he's here, right here on stage with us. How about that? Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that wonderful? Now, let me tell you another reason we're here tonight. You know, sometimes one person, sometimes two or three, can make a real difference. And in this case, your legislator from this area, Senator Richard Mitchell, made a big difference. He did. He, in large part, the reason that we're here today is because of Senator Mitchell. Your senator took a stand, heard your calls, your cries for help, saved the festival. He is a dedicated Florida Folk Festival fan and dedicated to Florida as a great leader in our state. Senator Mitchell, we thank you so much, and I welcome you to the stage because this group would like to thank you in person. Welcome your Senator Richard Mitchell.
Thank you. I didn't realize I was going to speak, but no self-respecting politician is going to turn down a chance to speak. You didn't come here to listen to a politician. You came here to enjoy the music, as we've been doing for years and years. I just really want to thank everybody who was involved in the effort this year, all across the state, everybody who wrote and everybody who wanted us to try to really put forward the effort to make this lasting for my kids. I got my kids up on the stage tonight, Savannah, Kylie, and Jessica. And I remember when I was a little boy, I live about 8 miles from here. I used to come here at about their age and come to the festival every year. It was just such a bright spot for me throughout the years. And it's just very important that we continue. Thank you for the greeting. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Senator Mitchell. Your leadership is spoken here, and we appreciate it. You know, sometimes good things come from grassroots efforts. Do you agree? Sometimes they do. Just from good old folks sending letters, making phone calls, sending emails now, which we received thousands of. But they also come from individuals who take things and embrace them and say, I want to make a difference. I want to raise money. I want to gather support together. And that man, one of the many people who started that, was Mr. Howard Perdue. Howard's an ardent supporter. Howard, come here just for a minute so we can thank you. Howard did wonderful, and he's heading up our 50 for 50th campaign. And tell us how we can help 50 for 50th.
Sure. Thank you, Wendy. You know, there's a saying in Tallahassee that neither your spouse, your children, or the family dog are safe when the legislature's in town. That certainly proved true in legislative session C when our beloved Folk Festival was undermined and threatened simply because they wanted to save $39,000 and it would have ended a 49-year tradition on the eve of the 50th festival. I am honored to be here tonight representing several thousand people, and I guess I'd like to say that I think that includes the senator, who came together to make a difference in protecting the Florida Folk Festival. It's people like Ken Buchanan and Pete Gallagher and Wayne Martin and the FOF, Friends of Florida Folk Board of Directors, that helped me understand that what needed to be done to make this festival a reality in its 50th year. As I said, there were thousands of people that work to breathe life into the festival. I'd like to do a quick head count and ask people to stand up if you're willing and able. If you had played a role in trying to make a difference in keeping the Folk Festival, if you contacted a legislator or a person with the state or someone that you thought could influence the outcome of the festival, please stand up. If you made a donation to the 50 for 50 campaign, please stand up. If you helped put on a benefit to save the Folk Festival, please stand up. If you attended a benefit for the Florida Folk Festival, please stand up. And last but certainly not least, if you are one of our new heroes, one of the people in green, the people with DEP that have given a new home to the Florida Folk Festival, please stand up. Join me in a round of applause for the heroes of the 50th Florida Folk Festival. Thank you. I'd like to say that there has been a grand 50 years of tradition that I am personally pleased to have been a part of. We are now poised on the eve of the 51st, and it just as it was incumbent upon us to try to make a difference and ensure that there is a 50th Folk Festival, we can no longer wait, rest on our laurels, and be sure that there would be a 51st. So, the Park Service has back at the what's called the front porch in the yellow building behind the vendors in the parking lot has set up a campaign donation jar for the 51st festival, and there is a place there where you can sign up for the CSO, the Citizen Support Organization, for the Stephen Foster Folk Culture Center. I'd encourage you to consider both of those sometime during the evening or on your way out or sometime Sunday. I'd also like to say that just as we've had a great 50 years, what our challenge is now is to look forward to the next 50 years so that we can celebrate the 100th Folk Festival, and I plan on being here. All right. To do this, we've got to remember that Florida is either on any given year number one or two of the fastest growing states in the nation. And as such, what we know is that the year 2030, there will be 25 million people here. That means in the next 27 years, we will be growing faster than we, and not faster at a rate, but faster or greater in a number of people than we did in the last 45 years. With that kind of growth, we cannot relax. We have got to know that to protect our heritage, our culture, the roots, the richness of our very state, we have to keep supporting the Florida Folk Festival and the supporting Folk Life programs. I encourage you to take that great step, and let's join all the heroes that stood up for the 50 for 50 campaign and make sure that we're headed toward the 51st. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Howard. He is a true grassroots man. I love him. Many of you are from outside.